Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Hi, I'm John Willard Welch, and I'm a... today is February the 6th, 2012, and I'm a Drum Farm alumni. And today, I'm interviewing Gene Myers, who's also a Drum alumni, and he's going to tell us about his experiences at Drum. How you doing today, Gene?
Doing all right, Willard.
Great. Why don't you tell me your full name?
Nathaniel G. Meyer.
Okay. Did you ever have a nickname out at the farm?
Marzi.
Marzi, okay. And where did you come from to the farm?
Webster County, Missouri, which is east of Springfield.
Oh, okay. Did you come alone?
In a roundabout way, I did, because in a foster home that grew up in, there was two brothers and two sisters, and they'd already come to Drum Farm.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I would come and not have to change my name or be adopted.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. And how long were you at the farm?
From 1952 to 1958, and then I stayed after that for about 18 months and went to junior college over in Kansas City and went on.
And then what? Did you come back later and help out?
Yeah, I came back as a driver on the trips and a cook and a mechanic some, because Ford's model change was the same time that Andrew Drum went on their annual camping trips.
Oh, okay, I remember that. Yeah, okay, great. And which high school did you attend?
East High School in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. And did you go to grade school in Independence?
Yeah, I went to Bristol School, which is on Northern, and now the building has been raised and there's a post office at that address where we went to grade school.
Oh, okay. See, now, did you participate in any of the school activities at East or any of the sports?
I played junior varsity 1 year, and then all the rest of football, basketball, baseball, and track was all done at the farm.
Okay. Now, did you earn a sweater from Drum?
Oh, yeah, but that's one of them things. I had to be supposed to be a good kid and have good citizenship marks, and because I like to do a lot of fighting.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be ran over.
Oh, all right. Well, but that just meant it took you a little bit longer to get your sweater then, right?
That is correct.
All right. Do you remember any fads of your youth at school?
Oh, boy. We all had most of us had flat tops, crew cuts, or duck tails. And I was talking this morning with breakfast, and some of the guys said, you remember when we had all the different colored shoe strings in our tennis shoes? We were part of that group. We would have one in one color, green in one, and I don't know, pink or something in the other one. And
okay. And let's see. Now, what memories do you have of being in 4-H or FFA?
Well, I participated in tractor rodeo, meat judging, meat identification. Corn had corn. Project Corn, and had a lot of fun doing these projects.
And hey, did you have a chicken project too?
Oh, 1 year I had chickens, and we put them in where we was going to raise them, a little bitty one with heat lamps and everything, and a cat got in one night and then helped herself to 40 of them because it was an easy access for all the kittens she had for food. And I told Mr. Berkmeyer, that I was going to kill the mother cat. He said, oh, no, you're not. I told you to repair the hole, and she was just found an easy food source for her kittens.
See, so that was an expensive cat bill for you.
I didn't make much money on my project that year.
Yep, sounds like it. Let's see. Now, at the farm, did you have an allowance?
Oh, my. Yeah, well, yeah, we thought it was a lot of money. I think up until from the time I went there until I was a freshman, I think we got 50 cents a month, and half of it had to go back. And that way, after we put it in a little envelope and gave it back to the Mr. Nelson or Mr. Berkmeyer, and then after we showed them what we spent it on, then we was fortunate enough to get the other half. And then, sophomore year, I think we got up to 75 cents. Juniors, we got a whole dollar. By the time we were seniors, we got a whole $4 a month. Mm. And some of the money we saved to buy our yearbooks with out of that. And I remember one time saving my money and bought a pair of loafers. And Mr. Nelson said, we don't do that. All boys have the same kind of shoes. And so, but I was able to, he did let me keep my shoes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I'd have issues with that because I know Fred Scott had his mom bring out loafers. So, yeah. But Fred was special. What chore was your favorite?
Working on kitchen.
You like that?
Because I enjoyed the kitchen part.
Yeah.
And I would relieve the cook so she'd have her day off or vacation, and also laundry where she could have some time off from doing the laundry. I would do that after I graduated.
Oh, was that Lozelle?
Yes, it was.
Okay. What was your least favorite chore?
Cleaning out the sheep barn after the sheep had been in there all year and ammonia
built
up so bad.
Remember
that I says, this is the only thing I don't like.
Yeah.
But we couldn't holler about it. That was some of the winter or spring chores after winter.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And did you help out on any construction or do any construction?
One project, when we bought a new bus, we'd had, I don't know, the bus probably held 40 people at the time. We went up to 65, and the shed wasn't big enough to take care of it, so we had to extend the shed so we could drive the bus in there and have it protected. Mm.
So you helped build the bus barn?
That's about the only, yeah, the extension on it. That's about the only construction we did.
Yeah. I don't remember much either for that. What entertainment did you have when you were out drumming?
4-H and FFA some. We had hay rides and went to 4-H dances, and I can't remember much that we did in FFA for entertainment. I remember holding animals for college students down at the American Royal that then we thought, boy, we're lucky we got to eat at the Golden Ox.
Yeah, that's sure. Yeah. Did you guys go to church?
Yes, we all had pretty much what church we wanted. I think there were like six or seven around, pretty close to Square and Independence. And I went to Watson Memorial Methodist Church across from Truman Home for years.
I see. And did you have any personal vacations?
Yeah, one year David Caldwell took me with him and his family. He was another graduate at the farm to Dena Concordia, and we stayed 3 days down there, and I can't remember. I think that was about the only other vacation, except when I stayed home with Mr. Berkmeyer one Christmas and reworked the boiler. And after we got done with that, he said, Gene, you'll never learn to do anything right. And I thought, here, I'm only 14. Why can't I learn to do something right? And he said, you're not left-handed. He was.
I was going to say, like him, yeah. Let's see. What about the drum trips? Did you have any of those?
Yes, I did. I went to Minnesota, Colorado, Arizona. Gosh. Bennett Springs. I remember we were down Bennett Springs. We did some trout fishing and swam in the Niagara River.
Oh. A lot of outside camping stuff.
Yes, we do. Mr. Berkmeyer is an outdoor person, and we enjoyed being on trips with him.
I think he enjoyed being out with us, too. Did you develop any job skills at the farm?
Well, yeah, I think I kind of like woodworking, and that's extended into my shop. And then I found out later that the uncle that I was named after, he and I pretty well had the same interest, and he's quite a woodworker. And I didn't know it at the time, but I guess maybe that's where this came from. Mm-hmm.
That interest.
Yes, and I took his cabinetry shops and computers and things through benefits, one through contracts with Ford Motor Company.
Mm. So that did that develop into a hobby then?
Some of that did. It led to playing golf, if that's my hobby.
Okay.
Along with.
Was scouting one of your hobbies?
Well, that's one of my. That's probably my favorite.
Mm.
And I think I started out in 1952, and I can't remember what these. And I made bread. Went to H. Roy Bartle Scout Reservation, Osceola, Missouri, in 1955. I went. 56, I became a Brave. 57, I was a Warrior. 62, I believe, is SACM. And 20 by 17, yeah, I forget what year that was. Next year was up. 202, I made Sagamore. 2007, I made Medicine Man. And I'm still working with the Boy Scouts now.
Mm. Is that just in the summer or throughout the year?
No, that's all year. Well, they say 1 week, 1 hour a week. That's only the 1 hour turned around being the only hour we have at home.
Okay. See, now, what year did you graduate?
I graduated in 1958.
And you were how old?
I was 17.
And now you are?
71.
71. Now, did you go to college or a trade school or job training?
No, I went 1 year to junior college in Kansas City, and then I gave back my scholarship, which had come from Black and Beach, and went to work for them and stayed there about 3 years at Black and Beach. And then I went to Ford Motor Company when the fella kind of ended up being like a mom and dad to me, put in a word for me at Ford, and I went out there and stayed 30 years and retired.
Oh. That was great. How do you think Drum could have better prepared you for life after graduation?
Well, every day's routine was like being in the Army. Everything was set for us. And if they would have given us more people skills, because we didn't have any idea on how to buy housing or food, clothing. The only thing is, we knew we wanted a car, but we had never been told how to go about this stuff, and that's things that people skills we weren't taught, I don't believe.
Right, right.
And I think everyone in our age group that did that would probably feel the same way.
Yeah, I agree with you. Were you in the service? Or are you a veteran?
No, I wasn't in any service at all.
Okay. And see, now, the things that you learned to drum, what did you think was the most valuable? Maybe a sense of humor? Or?
Oh, yeah, that all the boys and all of us were born or left there with a sense of humor, whether we had anything else or not. And really what our word was our bind, that we were taught that whatever we did and said, and if we'd remember what we said and don't tell lies, then we didn't have to make excuses the next day for the lie we told.
Right, yeah. And I assumed you gained a work ethic while you were there?
Oh, they both, Mr. Nelson and Mr. Berkmeyer, that's something they instilled in us constantly, especially Mr. Berkmeyer, because he was out with us all the time, that don't take all day to do the job, but do the job right the first time and be satisfied with what you did.
Right. Is that probably still true?
Yes. I should, my wife said I'm still too competitive. I should slow down and not be so competitive. I'm not out of drum farm anymore.
Let's see. Now, what was your profession and how did you happen to choose it?
Well, if you're talking about working at Ford for 30 years and retiring with the help of a family that he worked there and helped me get on out there, and I guess that's how I ended up. And I was kind of hungry and wanted to feed my family and have things to do with it, and I stayed with them.
So you kind of, as they say in today's parlor, kind of did a little networking.
I guess that's what I did. Yeah. I did a little bit of it.
And do you believe that your time at Drum influenced your success in life?
Well, yeah, because I think they gave us a good idea of what we were going to do and be true with our word, that what we say is our binding.
Your bond?
Yeah, our bond of what we're going to do and say.
Right. And stay to it.
Oh, yeah, we have to do that.
Yeah. And what are your accomplishments are you the most proud of that you've achieved in your life?
Being married to a lady that shared my life for 53 years and having a son and daughter that's both not afraid of hard work, and both of them know that they can, like I told my son, I said, you can always clean up no matter what kind of grime or dirt or grease you get on your hands, it'll always wash.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. No. And do you have any funny stories or humorous stories about Drum?
One time we took another fellow and I from out there, took his chicken out of the chicken house, and we cleaned it, and we took it out in the west pasture, and we dug a hole and built us a fire, and we wrapped his chicken on the outside with the feathers on it, went in the mud and put it in the hole, covered up the hole, and went back to play and come back later, and we'd forgotten where we dug the hole, so we didn't have our chicken. And this was a project that we'd read about or been told about that came out of a scouting handbook, and we thought we would try it. So we're still looking for a chicken.
Well seasoned.
It would be well seasoned.
And did you help Mr. B repair a boiler?
I think I said something about this earlier, that when I was 14, he said I'd never be able to do anything or do it right because I wasn't left-handed.
Oh.
And then another story that he told, we was in a district FFA contest down in Warrensburg, Missouri one year, and one of the questions on the farm mechanic test was, what was the firing order of John Deere? And I put on the question 1, 2, 4, 3. So as soon as I turned it in, I knew I would not went to him, and he said, Gene, how many cylinders that tractor got? And I said, 2. So he said, what's the firing order? 1, 2.
Oh, okay.
And then another escapade like that, we was down at MU, and I think there's 5 or 6 columns down there, and he asked me which set was the farthest apart. Well, I got to looking, and I told him what I thought the word, and he said, Gene, the 2-end ones.
He always managed to sneak one over on us. What words of advice would you like to share from your life experiences? You know, for the kids.
Well, let your word be your bond, and whatever you say is going to be what guides you through life. And those that are out there to help us, we should accept their help and fight for what we think is right. Mm-hmm. And then if we're proven wrong, accept it and go on.
Oh, definitely, yeah. What have you done that no one would guess that you've done?
Well, I spent a lot of time, especially after I retired. I was up in Chillicothe. I worked with Habitat for about 5 years, and I enjoyed that very much. And I don't think anybody would know that I spent, they keep saying a hand out, not a, or a hand out, not a, or hand up, not a hand out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I had made a lot of friends because the same group went all over the country would always come back up there.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Helen's and helping out your community, too. What is the one thing that you would want people to remember about you?
Then I think my word is my bond. Whatever I said today would be as good today, an hour or a month from now or a year from now, that I wouldn't have to think of what I tried to say to someone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So was your life a drum pretty much an enjoyable one?
Well, I enjoyed it. I was surprised that no one had meat three times a day. You didn't have shoes a year around. You didn't have a nice warm bed to sleep in. And I said, man, this is heaven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I was always amazed at the kids that left, who walked away.
Yeah, I couldn't understand why with what we had.
I never did either. Yeah. Okay, Gene, we've completed our interview. Great talking with you. You have a good day.
Thank you very much.